From the IE, Transforming Army Acquisition Through the Pathway for Innovation and Technology. Story by Rebecca Wright for the U.S. Army Acquisition Support Center. The future of warfare is defined by speed, speed in decision-making, rapid adaptation, and most critically, delivering capability to soldiers when they need it. As the Army continues to modernize, this driving principle remains clear. We cannot afford delays when lives are on the line. The Army must be strategically equipped at the speed of relevance, ready to outmaneuver adversaries in tomorrow's combat environment. To execute this imperative, the Army has embarked on an ambitious overhaul of its acquisition strategy, with the Pathway for Innovation and Technology, PIT, serving as one of the Army's key acquisition reform initiatives. The PIT is not simply another office or program, it represents a transformational philosophy embedded into Army acquisition, a deliberate, structured research and development, R&D, approach designed to bring purpose, agility, and creativity to how the Army identifies, procures, and deploys emerging technologies. As the Army Acquisition Executive, AAE, I view the PIT as a proving ground for how the Army can rapidly inject promising technology into the hands of our warfighters, iterate with vendors, and scale across the Army through our six Portfolio Acquisition Executives, PIs. To enable this need for speed, we have aligned R&D resources with capital integrators and forward-embedded acquisition offices at both the Corps and Army Service Component Command levels. This powerful combination of agile resources, aligned with warfighting commands, allows the Army to be soldier-focused while maintaining acquisition standards. We can now meet the needs of commanders in the field much faster while also being smarter in our risk-taking. This shows that the PIT isn't just about technology, it's about transformation of systems, partnerships, and how we think about innovation. Pathway for Innovation and Technology, PIT, logo. Why we need the PIT? The world is changing at a pace too rapidly for our legacy systems and limited R&D budgets. In the past, Army acquisition sought precision through lengthy planning and procedural rigor. While effective for decades, this slow-paced model is untenable in the face of constant and disruptive technological advancements by our adversaries. Approaches that once spanned years must now be condensed into months or weeks, particularly in rapidly evolving domains like artificial intelligence, AI, hypersonics, counter-unmanned aerial systems, CUAS, and secure communication networks. Most critically, the enduring delays of traditional methods leave our warfighters at a disadvantage. Soldiers operating at the tactical edge need solutions now, not years from now. The PIT is our answer. This is our commitment to actively bridging the gap between industry, innovation, and urgent Army needs, ensuring soldiers have the tools and technologies they require to fight and win. The pillars of PIT. The PIT was launched as the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technologies answer to the need for agility and speed. As the reform hub for acquisition innovation, the PIT is guided by a few key principles and structures. Build bridges between ideas and delivery. The PIT consolidates and simplifies the pathways that drive innovation within the Army. At the heart of this effort is the Army Fuse Enterprise, which unifies key research and development initiatives, X-Tech, the Army Small Business Innovation Research and Small Business Technology Transfer Program, the Technology Maturation Initiative, and the Army Manufacturing Technology Program, into a cohesive system. Rather than operating as fragmented programs, these efforts now work in harmony to maximize efficiency and eliminate gaps that slow the transition from research to operational capability. Crucially, the PIT's direct access to PIs ensures that contracts get signed quickly, expediting solutions to soldiers. For a startup with a game-changing AI prototype, the PIT guides them through every stage, ensuring their solution transitions smoothly from the lab to the battlefield. Prioritize tactical relevance. Key to the PIT's mission is ensuring every technology delivers value to the soldier. Through its forward acquisition cells within the 18th Airborne Corps, the Joint Innovation Outpost, or JIOP, and the I-Corps Operational Acquisition Detachment, we get problems straight from warfighting commanders. Furthermore, our Global Tactical Edge Acquisition Directorate, or GTED, supports United States Army Europe and Africa and United States Army Pacific, allowing us to gain priorities from the strategic force in both theaters. Having acquisition professionals embedded in these critical commands provides unfettered access to real-world problems and soldier feedback. This ensures solutions are tested in relevant environments, reducing the risk of fielding equipment that fails in the face of battlefield realities. Foster strategic partnerships. The PIT has redefined how the Army engages with the defense industrial base, particularly small businesses, tech startups, and academic institutions. By leveraging its capital integration team, the PIT partners closely with innovation ecosystems like Silicon Valley, California, and Austin, Texas. Acting as a venture capitalist for Army acquisition, the PIT scouts promising solutions, invests in high-potential technologies and accelerates collaboration through the dedicated Fuse Contracting Center, which streamlines contracts and awards. By removing barriers for non-traditional companies, the PIT enables faster prototyping and deployment, bringing fresh ideas to the leading edge of defense innovation. The Honorable Brent G. Ingram, Assistant Secretary of the Army for Acquisition, Logistics and Technology, discusses the Army's acquisition efforts driving greater speed, accountability, and operational readiness during the Coffee Series, an event hosted by the Association of the U.S. Army, AUSA, at their headquarters in Arlington, Virginia, March 12, 2026. The Army's acquisition reform establishes six PIs in the PIT office. Photo by Sergeant Tien.NGO, Army Communications Outreach Office leveraging risk to drive innovation. Successful innovation requires taking calculated risks, and this principle lies at the core of the PIT strategy. Built into our philosophy is a new definition of failure, a lack of speed to iterate with soldiers. The PIT enables the Army to learn fast, adapt and refocus, not on the scale of years, but within months or even weeks. Through rapid prototyping, flexible contracting tools and soldier-led experimentation, the PIT not only advances innovation but also reduces technical and financial risk for its partners. By fostering collaboration, the PIT mitigates the uncertainties commonly faced by technology developers. This risk reduction is a key reason why companies should want to work with us. We shoulder much of the technical and financial burden, allowing innovators to focus on creating transformative solutions. This openness to calculated risks, addressing emerging threats, enabling iterative design and fielding experimental systems, not only ensures the Army is equipped for tomorrow's challenges but also demonstrates why we are an attractive partner. Together, we drive innovation while buying down the risks that otherwise hinder progress. The path forward, from strategy to execution in fiscal year 2026. This philosophy of calculated risk is now being put into a concrete action plan for fiscal year 2026. The PIT will sharpen its focus by concentrating on critical mission threads designed to address specific warfighting challenges, representing a strategic shift from many individual projects to a few high-value outcomes. Our fiscal year 2026 plan is built to accelerate the transition of mature, commercial-first capabilities to our PIs within a 12 to 18-month timeline. To achieve this, all PIT efforts will include representation from the PI, U.S. Army Transformation and Training Command, and a warfighting unit from the outset. We will leverage ongoing experimentation venues like Transformation and Contact, Project Convergence, and various command-level exercises. Synchronization is paramount, and the PIT will support the Army Innovation Forum and host a biannual Army Innovator Synchronization Summit to align our efforts with the Army Combat Capabilities Development Command Labs, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, the Defense Innovation Unit, and other critical partners. For fiscal year 2026, the PIT's priority focus areas will span several warfighting functions. In command and control, efforts will concentrate on integrating autonomous C-UAS capabilities, developing open systems, architectures, and providing AI-enabled decision support and scalable electronic warfare. For all arms maneuver, the priority is on autonomous capabilities, including breaching, terrain shaping, and launch defects. In adaptive sustainment, priorities include enhanced and low-signature energy solutions, alongside autonomous refueling, rearming, and medical triage. Formation-based layered protection will focus on enhanced vehicle camouflage, while cross-domain fires will prioritize enhanced warhead seekers and low-cost, platform-agnostic offensive fires. This focused approach demonstrates our commitment to solving urgent problems. The PIT actively seeks ready-now capabilities to meet our fiscal year 2026 priority focus areas, and, by shouldering much of the technical and financial burden, we make ourselves an attractive partner for companies on the cutting edge, delivering at the speed of relevance. Ultimately, the PIT is not just a new framework, it's a leap forward, driven by necessity and executed with urgency. It reflects the operational imperative at the heart of Army acquisition reform, ensuring our soldiers maintain overmatch on the battlefield. As the eye, I am deeply optimistic about what the PIT represents, a future where the Army's acquisition machine is no longer a cumbersome institution, but a model of speed, creativity, and decisive action. To all those across the Army and industry who will contribute to this journey, the success of the PIT depends on your willingness to innovate, collaborate, and commit to delivering excellence for those who fight our nation's battles. Let's meet the moment, because our soldiers and our nation can't afford to wait. For more information about the PIT, go to https://pit.army.mil.